What's up, everybody? Anton here from dropshiplifestyle.com. And I was just out here hanging out on this gorgeous beach behind me. And I was thinking about product selection and specifically how many people are likely to be looking for profitable products to sell online in 2023. And the thing that made this thought first pop into my head was that the economy is definitely shifting. And unfortunately, I think a lot of people are either not going to be getting promotions at work or not have that opportunity for advancement. And that would be like best case scenario. Worst case is I think a good amount of people are going to be unfortunately getting let off and looking for opportunity to create their own income. And that's what we're all about here at Dropship Lifestyle. So I thought, let me put this out there as kind of a PSA and share what I consider to be 5 tips for, most importantly, profitable product selection, how to choose the right products to sell. So let's go ahead, let's get into it. I'll share these tips and hopefully they can help you to build your first or your next store. Whoops, don't mind that. But anyway, I have your attention, so let's begin. So the first tip when it comes to profitable product selection, if you're thinking about getting into dropshipping in 2023, is price points, okay? One of the things I have been preaching for years, but that is now more important than ever. And when I say price point, I mean your average order value for what you sell to your customers. And what I want this to be for your business is at least over $200, but ideally you should model what we do in our own businesses and even have it 1,000 plus. Now, I will say once you start to get to $2,000 or more for the average order value, there typically is some more pre and post sale work that goes into it. People asking questions before they buy, people asking more questions once the products are delivered, simply because they spent more money. But in my opinion, this is more important than ever because as you might know, if you've been in business before, ad costs now are up since the pandemic, which means if you do what we do, you are going to have to spend money on ads to make money and you want to make sure you're selling expensive products so you have enough profit margin to be able to profitably buy ads. When people start and they choose a low price point, especially now with ad costs back to where they were pre-pandemic, that's going to mean that unless the margins are there, you're not going to be able to acquire customers profitably. And that'll mean you build a store with a product type that never takes off. And remember, we want to do this profitably because what's the point of doing the work if we're not getting paid for it? What's the point of building a store, selling inexpensive products, getting a bunch of traffic, getting a bunch of sales, fulfilling a bunch of orders, if there's no money left over at the end of the month? And moving up in price point is one way to definitely get yourself there. So first tip for profitable product selection in 2023, you want your average order value for every sale that comes in on your store to be a minimum of 200. And again, I would say ideally $1,000 or more. Okay. Second tip that I want to share is in regards to what I will put as DS suppliers, okay? Dropship suppliers. Now, some things have changed over the past year. One of the big ones was Oberlo going out of business. Now, we never used Oberlo, just disclaimer, but many dropshippers did. And Oberlo was an app that you could plug into your Shopify store that allowed you to dropship directly from China. So you would get orders, the orders would be sent to a warehouse or a fulfillment center in China, products would get shipped from there to the States or wherever your customers are, right? Again, we never used that, but because it closed, a lot of people started finding us and finding out how we do product research and how we find suppliers to actually fulfill orders. So a few tips on this point, we'll kind of expand out to it. The first, and I think this is the biggest, as per usual, you want a minimum of 20 suppliers, but I would say going in now to the new year, 30 or more is even better. Now, the reason I want you to find so many suppliers for whatever niche you choose is because you want to have lots of variety when it comes to product options, but also lots of different ways for customers to find you. Because one way that people find us is by searching for the exact products that we sell. So I'll give you an example here. I'm writing this out as I talk through it with you. And I'm on, I guess you'd call it an easel with a flip chart. So if I were going to build a store that sold flip charts and I can only find 3 different companies that made flip charts that I could dropship for, then I wouldn't want to be in that niche. I would move on because that's not enough variety. It's not enough security knowing that my business is distributed amongst all these different brands. And just to be clear, I'm not saying that I want 20 to 30 plus suppliers that all make the same exact product. I'm saying I want that many suppliers that make the same product type. So let's go into an example that might work for an example like this, right? For a flip chart or an easel. I would want some suppliers that had options that were just like this one, maybe a dark gray metal finish with this specific width. I think it's 3 feet wide. Then I would want to find some that had the tall and narrow ones for a customer that wanted that product type. I would want some that underneath this also had a whiteboard if people wanted to use that option when working through their flip chart. I would want some that have wheels. I would want some that are collapsible so people can bring them to conferences with them or to workshops, right? Whatever it may be. So just keep that in mind. When I'm saying find 20 or ideally 30 more brands or suppliers you could sell for in your niche, I'm not saying they all make and rip each other off and sell the same product. I'm saying they have the variety of products within your chosen niche. Now, a couple other key things here is that these brands should not be ones you pay to sell for. They shouldn't be middlemen. These should be directly the companies that manufacture and warehouse the things you want to sell. And again, 20 to 30 plus is more important than ever going into 2023 if you want to choose profitable products to sell online. Going back to the example, if I found three brands that made these, maybe I get approved to sell for one or two of them the first day. Well, what happens if one of them goes out of business or runs out of inventory? Then I'm stuck and I don't have a business anymore. So there is security in bigger numbers. That is why this is so important. Okay, third thing we want to talk about when it comes to tips for profitable product selection is brand loyalty. Brand loyalty, when it comes to drop shipping, you want there to be none, okay? And an example I typically give, because it can clearly visualize it for most people, is let's say you were thinking about getting into drop shipping on Shopify in 2023, and you were looking for profitable products, and you saw what I said so far, and maybe you thought, you know what, okay, what's a product that is pretty expensive? Maybe a tablet, right? I recently bought an iPad, or maybe headphones. I recently bought the new Bose noise-canceling headphones. Maybe I'll sell those. Well, one problem you're going to find, first of all, is that there's not going to be that many suppliers, but even if there is, let's use the tablet example. Even if you could find 20 or 30 different brands from China that make their own crazy named tablets, well, guess what? That is a niche, that is a product type that has a ton of brand loyalty. And even if you build a store and you sell from 30 different brands for tablets, you're not going to do well because that niche is dominated by a few big players that everyone thinks of when they're going to buy something. Now, I'll give you another example, right, of how brand loyalty can benefit you when there is none. Something like, again, we'll just keep using this flip chart because I'm standing here. When you choose a flip chart like this, right? When I looked for one, I knew I wanted a wide flip chart. So I went on Google and I typed in wide flip chart. I could care less what company's name was on this. In fact, there was a little, I think if you're watching the video of this, there's like a little sticky residue down here because there was a logo on it and I pulled the thing off because I didn't want a logo on it. It was like some big branding. I didn't care who made it, right? So when it comes to brand loyalty, you don't want customers to have any for your niche. And honestly, I think this going into the new year is even more important because as the economy does continue to change and as people might not have as much money to spend, they're going to look for more options that might fit exactly what they need. And the price point is most likely more important to them than the name on the thing. Again, that doesn't mean sell in a niche that's dominated by a few big brands, but it means that just like before, but even more important now, you want there to be no brand loyalty in the niche that you choose. Okay, moving on to the fourth tip I want to give you for profitable product selection. This is in regards to target demographic, right? And when it comes to demographics, there are a million ways to dissect the population and break this down. I keep it pretty general because that's the most important thing, and I want you to be able to choose a niche on your own. So when it comes to choosing the demographic that your product type will appeal to, you want this to be, I'll just write it out. You want this to be the upper middle class, okay? So we don't want to sell to low-income households. We don't want to sell to the wealthy if we're looking to build a profitable store and we're looking to build something that can be managed in about 15 to 30 minutes per day. Now, why do we want products that appeal to the upper middle class? Well, they are most comfortable and most used to spending money online in our price range, right? $1,000, $2,000, without needing a bunch of pre-sale and post-sale support. When they spend $1,000 or so online for something they want, something they searched for, it's not the biggest purchase of their life, like it might be up there for somebody in a lower income household. So the stress and the thought that goes into buying requires much less pre-selling, a lot less to happen between you and them interacting before they buy. And then once they buy, they're used to spending this amount of money online. They're used to how the process works. You get a lot less customer service. It takes you or your team a lot less time, and you make more money. Also, once they get it, the return rate is less, and that goes both ways. I'm giving the example here of lower income households, but if you go super wealthy as well, it's the same thing. An example you might have heard me talk about before are sofas. Let's say you wanted to sell sofas, or that was something you were brainstorming. Well, you can go on the low end and sell collapsible futons for $99 that appeal to lower income households. That would be a terrible product to pick. It would not be profitable. You can go on the opposite spectrum to the wealthy and sell $25,000 custom made Italian leather sofas. And that, while you can definitely make money with it, is gonna take a lot of pre and post selling. If you wanna do it, totally fine. Again, you can make money with that, but it's going to require a lot of work on your end. Or you can go to the upper middle class, sell sofas for $2,000 to $3,000 that the buyer, right, the demographic is used to buying online. And it's going to be some of the easiest money you can make when narrowing down the product types you want to sell. Okay. And by the way, guys, if you're getting value so far and you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, do me a favor, leave a review there. If you're watching the video version of this on YouTube, do me a favor, let me know you like this by leaving a like. And also, before I give you the fifth tip here, I want to let you know that next Monday, I'm using all of these things here, all of this research I'm showing you, and I'm putting it into effect to choose the top 10 niches for dropshipping in 2023. So if you want to see that, it's coming on Monday, top 10 niches for dropshipping in 2023. Be sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel and click that little notification bell. And on Monday, I promise you're going to get the top 10 niches that I researched using these methods, plus some more we'll talk about in that video. Now, moving on to the fifth tip I want to give you. This is what I call evergreen. Okay, we do what I call the evergreen test. Now, do we want it to be evergreen? Absolutely. Whatever you decide to sell, especially if it's your first or your second store, you want it to be something that will sell consistently year round. I've seen so many people get into business and they build a store and it's in a seasonal niche, something that's not evergreen. And they build it and they build it not even knowing themselves that it's going into the busiest season, and they hit what they think is a massive home run, because it is, it's still great. But maybe they have 2 or 3 or 5 or 6 months of just amazing numbers. Maybe at that point they quit their job, right? Because they're like, oh, I'm all in on this. And then all of a sudden, sales drop to 20% of what they were, nothing's working anymore, and they have to, you know, just literally freak out and panic about it. Meanwhile, they didn't do anything wrong besides choosing a niche that's not evergreen from the beginning. Now, if you eventually choose a niche that's evergreen, that is fine, but you have to know the way these businesses are managed and run is different than an evergreen store. A seasonal niche is different than an evergreen store. So for your first or your second store, as you're building something to either create a second stream of income or possibly replace the income from your normal job, I really want you to have it be evergreen, okay? So guys, those are the 5 tips for profitable product selection in 2023. For everybody out there that's building their first store or their next door, whether they just want that extra income, or unfortunately, if you're watching this because your job's not working out, the business isn't doing well, these are the things I would highly encourage you to focus on. Again, if you want the top 10 niches for dropshipping in 2023, subscribe to the YouTube channel, click that notification bell. I'm going to go do some research right now using these pieces of criteria plus a few more, and I will share that with you on Monday. So thank you, everybody. I appreciate you, and I'll talk to you in the next one.